Blog Talk Radio.
All right, all right, all right. Welcome to Mama Shar's house, y'all. Be prepared to laugh, cry, pee your pants, or puke, as you just never know what's going to happen. So sit back, relax, and find your frequency. Here's the woman of my dreams, Mama Shar.
Hey, 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 y'all. Mama Shar here. It's Tuesday. Love Tuesdays. And today especially because I'm coming to you from God's country. That's right, the hill country of Texas. I'm missing my son and his lovely wife. So I'm excited to be here amongst my peeps in Texas. I'm a little Texas girl, if you can't tell. And tonight's show is great. It's all about life, you know, the problems, the ups, the downs, but the victories. So we're going to talk a little later with Desiree East. Desiree is a creatively, I have such a hard time with this word, creatively fit coach. And she's going to talk to us about how she went from rags to riches using her passion for art to transform her life. And now she's helping others transform their life. And also our musical guest, Peter Alaric, is sharing his song, Life's Been Good to Me. This isn't a Joe Walsh song. This is his original song. So be sure and hang around for the music. And our Ask Mama Shar is about a young woman who has been financially strapped, and so she chose to move in with her adult parents, and she and her children, some of the problems they're having. So we're going to address that a little later. So first, before we get to Desiree, I want to give you all a few iPad and iPhone tips that I discovered of recent. First of all, if you're in a hurry to charge your phone or your tablet, and I'm going to say this probably works on all, not just iPhones, but I can't testify to that, can't verify that. I know it works on iPhones and iPads. Put it in airplane mode when you charge it. It charges faster. Take it off of Wi-Fi and the network. Put it in airplane mode, and it will charge faster. And another tip, you know how you have those little buttons on the side of the iPhone or the iPad that is usually your off and on sleep button or your volume button? Well, when you're taking a picture, you can use those to click also, so you don't have to fumble around for the little camera clicker there on the bottom of the tablet or the phone. You can use those little side buttons there to be your clicker for your phone. So there you have it. There you have it. Those are two valuable tips, but y'all can't live without them. I know I couldn't. So anyway, we're going to get right to our meat and taters today with Desiree East of DesireeEast.com. That's DesireeEast.com. There's three E's in there. It's kind of like DesireeEast.com. So I'm going to unmute her, make sure she's able to hear me. Hey, baby girl, are you there?
Hey, Mama Shar. Yes, I'm here. Thanks for having me today.
Yay! So happy, so happy. Well, let me read your bio here for the people, and then we're going to get into our interview. Very fortunately, she's born a water baby in the tropic waters of Hawaii. She is a surf addict, photo junkie, and dancing fool, and loves the thrill of taking off in an airplane and exploring places she's never been. Desiree East is a creatively fit coach, or as she likes to say, a transformational life coach disguised as an artist. Desiree helps women tap into their creative intuition by using art making as a vehicle to connect to their soul's purpose. No art experience required. She helps you tap into your creative potential that is ready to be unleashed to the world. When your creative genius is nourished and pampered, this allows you to create profound changes in your life that is art. So glad you are here, baby girl.
Me too. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I know Desiree from Marie Forleo's B School. You guys have heard me talk about B School, how much I love it. And Desiree is one of my B Schoolers that I went to school with. So that's how she and I know each other. But out of all the titles, especially in B school, I think we're like 13,000 strong or something, you're the first creatively fit coach I've interviewed. But when I was doing my research, I found your definitions of what a creatively fit coach is very fascinating. So would you describe to us what is a creatively fit coach?
Sure, absolutely. Basically, as a creatively, see, I have a hard time saying that too sometimes. A creatively fit coach, I help you exercise your right brain muscle. So as you all know, we have a left brain hemisphere and a right brain hemisphere. And we live in a left brain dominant world. So everything that we do on a daily basis is, you know, very logical, very analytical. We have our to-do list and the deadlines, and we have to go from A to B. We think about what we're going to have for dinner later tonight, you know, and very, very few times do we get to exercise our right brain, which is where our intuitive, infinite muscles lie. So I help you as a creatively fit coach expand your conscious awareness to include your infinitely creative higher self. So, you know, I help you tap into your intuition and follow the flow of any creative energy that might be stuck or hiding, and especially when it comes to making decisions. As you know, there's infinite possibilities when it comes to choices, and sometimes we get so stuck on the linear path, the left brain, that we just get stuck in that mode. So I help you kind of, you know, exercise your right brain hemisphere. That way you can look at all the possibilities that you have in life and help you create change that way. So we get to use art making, so painting, art journaling, drawing, doodling, photography, anything, you know, that where we get to exercise our creative mind using colors, symbols, and patterns, I help you strengthen that conscious connection to your infinite creative power. So that's
okay. Now I read on your blog that you were raised by two very loving parents who taught you how to love and celebrate life. When did you know that you wanted to be an artist? When did that connect with you?
I think I've always, since I was young, I don't know if I would call myself an artist per se, but I was always attracted to patterns and designs. Like I'd catch myself staring at like wallpaper, for example, or, you know, designs on the back of a notebook, things like that, just really weird things. So I've always been attracted to things like that. And I did journal a lot when I was younger. I liked to draw cartoons. I taught myself how to draw cartoons at a very young age. And throughout high school and college, I naturally just, you know, wanted to take all of the art studio classes. So I think it was just something that I was always drawn to, just being creative.
So there wasn't even an age that you could say, like at 10, you decided to be an artist. This was just a gift for you. I mean, you know how blessed that is? I can't even draw a stick figure straight. So it's like I'm enamored by you. But I read on your blog that you were affected by the financial bust of 2008. And you basically had to reinvent yourself, you and your husband. And this dark time in your life, is that when you decided to implement your passions of art, thrill-seeking travel, photography, and everything that you love to do into your coaching, or was it always there before the downfall of 2008?
Well, that's an interesting question because my husband and I both own our first company, our first business is a sustainable landscape and design business. So by trade, I'm a landscape designer. And as you mentioned, during the Great Recession, because our business was directly tied to the housing market, everything in our lives crashed along with the housing market. So even though I was a creative by trade, I did feel like I had left art making as a personal practice on the back burner for myself. And what's interesting is when we hit rock bottom, I felt this sudden urge inside of me, like a creative urge to kind of get back into painting, get back into watercoloring and journaling again and photography. There was something inside of me that needed to, like, to burst out. And if you read my very first blog post that I've ever written, it's all about that. Like, I had this creative energy that kind of, like, stirred up on the inside. And so I started my blog, which was a hobby blog, and it was started just to share my artwork, photography, and our travels. And I had no intention of starting a business with it, and I had realized that during that time when we had to hit rock bottom, that the art making and the traveling had been a source of healing for me. So, you know, it really set my priority straight, and that is when my husband and I decided, you know what, we're not going to sit here and feel sorry for ourselves. We really reassessed our situation and thought about what our real purpose was in life was, and that's when we decided to take a sabbatical, and we saved up for 2 years, downsized, moved to Bali, Indonesia for about 5 to 6 months, and just kind of hit the reset button, and it was wonderful. And that's when creativity coaching had landed in my lap. While I was in Bali, I was doing research about how I can help people use art making to help them transform their lives, and I fell in love, and I haven't looked back since. So, yeah,
that is too cool. I mean, what an office to pick, right? For you to to reinvent yourself, Molly. It's like, wow, awesome, awesome. Well, okay, so you guys defied the fear. All right, I'm sure there was all kinds of what ifs going on and everything, but I noticed on your Love and Praise page at DesireeEast.com, one of the testimonies by Tresley B. says, "I noticed I am now less fearful of the unknown. I welcome change and the opportunities that life has to offer." So when you're over in Bali and you and your husband come up with this coaching idea, all right, is this the statement that you wanted to get across to your clients, to be fearless? Like, you, obviously, you guys are fearless.
Absolutely. And I love Trelzy. Thank you so much for mentioning her name. She's such a wonderful person. And she's an artist herself. But, yeah, in regards to fear, you know, that's going back to the left brain, right brain hemisphere. Our fear resides in our left brain hemisphere. So that's the fear, the judgment, any doubts that might come up with whatever you're going through in life. And it's because it is the logical mind, you know. It's kind of like, for example, if you're going to cross the street, your left brain tells you, you better look both ways, otherwise you're going to get hit by a car, right?
Right.
Otherwise,
right.
Yeah, so logically, okay, I'm not going to do that. I'm scared. I don't want to cross the street because there's tons of cars going by. So it's there to protect us. It's there for a reason. So, you know, our left brain serves us very well in that sense. And when it comes to, like you mentioned, reinventing your life or maybe reestablishing something that's not working out for you anymore, you have to realize that you do have a choice. So that's where the right brain hemisphere kicks in. So when you start practicing, you know, exercising your right brain hemisphere, your creativity, it allows you to cross over that threshold of fear. And even though it might be scary, it opens you up to choices. You have infinite possibilities. Instead of having the one choice that you make over and over and over again, and you're sick and tired of that choice, it opens you up to the other world where there's infinite possibilities. So if you give yourself permission to open up to those infinite choices, anything is possible. So once you get, you know, past that fear of the unknown, which is trying to protect us, you'll realize how many opportunities there really are that will serve you just as well, if not better.
So kind of like turning your fear into excitement.
Yeah.
You know, for the possibilities. Well,
exactly.
That is awesome. Well, we're going to take a music break. And after the music break, I would like to talk to you about your various creative coaching sessions and how you envision helping others with each one. Are you good with that?
Absolutely. Sounds like fun.
And you have a freebie, I understand, for the listeners that hang tight to the end. So that's a great incentive for them to come on back after the music break, too.
Great. Sounds good.
All right, baby girl, go wet your whistle, take a pee, do whatever you need to do. I think you've got 3 minutes and 41 seconds is how long the song is.
Okay.
All right? Okay. All right. DesireeEast.com, DesireeEast.com. Okay, now we're going to hear a little ditty, Life's Been Good to Me by Peter Alaric, A-L-A-R-I-C. You can pick his tunes up, especially this one over on iTunes. Check him out on YouTube. But I found it very interesting. This is not the Joe Walsh song, Life's Been Good to Me, so far. This is a different one. So you guys enjoy and come on back because there is a freebie and you're not going to want to miss the Ask Mama Shar segment.
I'm in love with life, love my job, love my wife, love the people that I meet on the streets, on my beach. I'm a legendary rock star, look at me with my guitar, I know how to play it and I just gotta say it, oh yeah. Life's been good to me, oh yeah. Life's been good to me. I invented the air harp and also the internet. I made $1 billion on the stock market cause I like to bet. My shoes always shine and I only drink expensive wine. Cruising in my Zeppelin, I'm never flying coach again, oh yeah. Life's been good to me. My secretary's name, she will pencil you into my schedule and we'll have a game of golf, billiards, poker, skeet, shooting, or chess. I tend to always win, but I still wish you the best, oh yeah. Life's been good to me, oh yeah. Life's been good to me. There's a number to call on the back of the card if you find yourself in trouble, and I'll get you a pardon. There's no criminal charge, this kind of cash won't fix. Sometimes I spring the serial killer just for kicks, oh yeah. Life's been good to me, oh yeah. Life's been good to me. Don't have a private jet and the Zeppelin is slow, but I like to take my time and it gets me where I wanna go. I take care of my friends, I'm a man of my word, and I don't give a damn if my martini is shaking or stirred. Life's been good to me, oh yeah. Life's been good to me. Is any of this song not a total fabrication? Am I the pimpest gangster in the entire nation? Well, I'll tell you, son, it may be true. The facts I did embellish a few, but life's a trip, so you may as well enjoy the view. Life's been good to me, oh yeah. Life's been good to me. Life's been good to me.
Ha ha ha! There you go. Life's Been Good to Me by Peter Alaric, A-L-A-R-I-C. Check him out on iTunes. Okay, Miss Desiree, are you back with me?
I'm here, yes.
Okay, cool. My computer, my dashboard is kind of looping, and I wasn't sure if you were still there with me or not. Okay, so let me reintroduce you to those that might have joined us during the music break. We are here with Desiree East, Creatively Fit Coach of DesireeEast.com. And before the music break, we discussed how you were able to intertwine your passions with your creative coaching sessions. I would like to know more about this unique marriage of using both sides of your brain. I know for a fact when you do EFT, you know, I'm getting my certification, part of it is you have to count 1, 2, 3, and then go, Mary had a little lamb, 4, 5, 6, light smoke, you know, it's like sing and then count, sing and count. And so that's what, how I kind of resonated with your program. So how did you come up with such a genius plan, and what are the long-term benefits of this kind of program?
Well, I don't know if I would say I came up with the genius idea, but I will give credit to my mentor, Whitney Freya of WhitneyFreya.com. That's who I got my certification from. And in regards to the benefits of exercising your right hemisphere, you know, heart-led side of your brain, there are many benefits. So I would like to say that when you tap into that creative side of you, it can create a sense of calm and present moment awareness. So instead of being stuck in the left brain side, when you're in your right brain, it allows you to be in the present moment. It's heart-centered and holistic. It's where truth and love resides. And like I mentioned before, it allows you to look at the big picture and all of the infinite possibilities that are available to you. And you also have a chance to really exercise your intuitive muscles and listen to your inner voice. So sometimes we get so distracted in our day-to-day lives, especially being online and, you know, having such a busy schedule, and being influenced by external factors, sometimes we don't have that quiet time to really listen to our inner voice, our wise, intuitive voice that's there. And also just, you know, like I said, new ideas, new possibilities. It's a very wonderful way to reconnect with your soul and with that mind, your intuitive wisdom that kind of gets ignored on a daily basis. So it aligns your mind, your heart, and your spirit, and basically creates a deep, deep contentment and sense of well-being, I think. And, you know, once you create this practice, the creative practice, on a regular basis, it helps you gain a new perspective on life, and it creates a sense of balance. So there are many benefits, and that's just the start.
Well, and I tell you, I don't know, have you ever heard of Mindscape by John Feldman?
Oh, no, I have to write that down. Mindscape?
Okay, Mindscape. And his whole premise is that our brain is like an electrical circuit. And just like sometimes in your home, a breaker will get flipped because it gets overloaded. And his whole thing is that our brains are no different. Sometimes we flip a breaker. And so he has an actual technique using his hands that brings the two cerebellums together, you know, put it both sides back together, like with using the electricity in your brain. So I know what you're talking about. Balancing the left and right is very scientific, very scientific. And so I can definitely resonate with that. Now, I'm not an artist, so I lack using my right side of my brain. My right side of the brain is usually used in my writing. You know, that's when I use my creativity. But to sit down and doodle,
Oh, please. It will be just that. Do dull. That's it, you know. But I am an avid supporter of vision boards, and I know that one of your courses is vision boards. So would you give us the highlights of all the courses you currently offer and where they can be found?
Oh, absolutely, sure. You can find my creative coaching sessions at DesireeEast.com/coaching. And right now I have a few programs up that are ready before the baby comes. I have a baby coming in July 28th, so I'm super excited about that. But you have some time to work with me if you'd like. One of the programs that I have available is the Creative Clarity Sessions, and these are new. This just rolled out. And in a Creative Clarity Session, it's funny that you mentioned doodling, Mama Shar. Basically, I help you gain more clarity through soul scribbles. So basically, you don't need to have any art experience for this, or any of my programs for that matter. But basically, a clarity session is where I help you identify whatever limiting beliefs that you might have and focus on, like I mentioned before, any possibilities around things that you're trying to figure out in your life. So if you have something where you need more clarity and you're not sure what to do about it, this is a great time to work with me. And basically, we just sit for an hour, and I lead you through some scribbling exercises. So we do soul scribbles, which is very much like doodling, and I help you connect to your infinite wisdom. We look at the soul scribbles, and we see what messages we see, and I help you identify a sacred symbol to relate to that soul scribble. And so you'll be guided from worry to excitement, and you'll be given some tools that you could use over and over again beyond our time together. And you can use your symbol as, you know, a way to kind of remind yourself that anything is possible, and that you can bring that symbol to mind and help you move forward with whatever decision that you're trying to make. And then I have, you mentioned the Vision Board Dreams course. So as many of you may already be familiar with The Secrets or The Law of Attraction, I help you create a beautiful vision board where we take words and images and apply them to a poster board. And this is really interesting because you'll have a chance to work with me one-on-one with this course as well. So I help you, you know, again, I help you get through with whatever clarity that you need. So instead of just pasting pictures and words on the board, I help you go beyond that so that you can gain more confidence in moving forward with your dreams and enter a space of unlimited possibilities. And in any specific area of your life, so whether it be career, your calling, your purpose, health and well-being, money, love, relationships, creativity, or your connection to spirit, I help you kind of, you know, create that space and a renewed sense of hope for your future. And in fact, if you go on if you check that out, I kind of tell the story of how my husband and I went from the financial crisis, ended up in Bali, and where I'm at right now. So, you know, I help you start attracting more of what you want in your life and less of what you don't want. So that's the Vision Board Dreams. And then the other program that I have available right now is, and I just launched this today, actually, so perfect timing, is the Mandala Meditations. It's a 3-week painting journey, and I lead you in a painting and painting your way to meditation and healing. So this will allow you to achieve focus, clarity, general well-being. And this round of painting the mandalas is very special because I have it at a special price right now because I wanted it to be affordable for everyone so that they have a chance to give back to those in need in Nepal. So for a limited time, I'm offering a special price where 50% of proceeds will go to the Clean Water Disaster Initiative that's led by one of my favorite charities called Waves for Water. And they're on the ground right now getting clean water filters to remote areas in Nepal. So that's going to be, you know, it's very special. It's going to be a great time once we get together and we're going to celebrate the solstice. So, yeah, that's the final program I have available at this moment right now.
Okay, now, the Clean Water Initiative, who is that company again, that charity?
That would be Waves for Water.
Waves through water?
Waves for Water, so waves like the ocean, for,
okay.
F-R, and water,
okay.
.com.
Wavesforwater.com.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yep.
Okay. Awesome. Awesome, awesome. Well, I tell you, I have a funny story with my vision board. The first vision board I did, the last two things to put on my vision board was laser hair removal. It was big letters. And then the last was too bad it didn't work. And I told my son, I was telling him, I said, this is really weird, because my whole story, I mean, I just love my vision board. It just, you know, the story was just flowing perfectly like I wanted it to. And then I got down to that, and it's like, what? And he's like, oh, my gosh, Mom, we were going to buy you laser hair removal certificates for Christmas. And I said, well, don't do it, because obviously it doesn't work, right? My vision board said, too bad it didn't work. And so, yeah, so I love vision boards. I highly recommend everybody do vision boards. Now, I'm new to mandalas, so I would, you know, I definitely would probably need the mandala meditation and have you work on that. So I understand you have a free video lesson?
I do, yeah. This is a great introduction to how to draw a mandala, and it's called How to Draw a Mandala, An Introduction to Creative Meditation. And basically, again, you don't need any art experience to do this. It's a very free form, and you don't need any fancy circle templates or anything like that. I really encourage you to use your creative intuition that's already there instead of having it to be perfect. So, yeah, that's my free creative meditation that I could offer to you tonight, and it's a great way to get a taste of how I work and what the mandala painting meditation program would be like if you want to go further. So I have the link.
Okay,
would you like
called...
me to
yes,
say
please.
The link?
Yes, please. Yes,
okay.
Please.
It's kind of long, so get your pencils out.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Why, please.
DesireeEast.com. So DesireeE. EAST.com/studio. That's S like Sam, T like Tom, U, D like dog, IO, / how to draw mandala creative meditation. And there's a dash in between each word. So DesireeEast.com/studio/ how to draw mandala creative meditation. And you can find that under my creative coaching sessions. If you kind of got lost there, just go under DesireeEast.com/coaching and you'll find the link to get to that free video lesson.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay. And not to forget, 50% goes to the Clean Water Initiative for waveforwater.com. So that's perfect. Okay, so before we close, you have one good nugget of advice that you would give someone that is now in the place you guys were in 2008, that need to reinvent themselves, that, you know, the only way is up because they've gone as far as they can down.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Well, I would say, you know, going back to that fear, when you're in a space like that where you're, you know, you've hit rock bottom and you know that something needs to be changed because you just can't handle whatever situation that you're in right now, just remember that you have a choice. at that moment, it might seem like you don't have any choices. You only have one choice, and it's just to be stuck. Realize that you have many choices. You have an infinite amount of possibilities beyond where you're at right now. And if you give yourself permission to open up to those infinite choices, anything is possible. So it's just a matter of, you know, really having a little bit of faith, obviously, and knowing that, you know, there are other possibilities right around the corner once you cross over that threshold of fear or doubt.
Great advice. And I so agree. You know, I want to have a daytime TV talk show. And so I have really bright fluorescent cards, index cards that I have written. God did it for Oprah, he'll do it for me. So I think, you know, what I hear when you're, you know, giving that nugget, it's like keep in mind that what can happen for you and your husband can happen for anyone else with the right direction and the right help, you know, to, you know, pick yourself up. And Les Brown always says, if you're going to sink low, fall on your back so that you can look up. You know, and that's what I got from your coaching sessions and the interview with you today. And I'm so grateful that you came on and shared your story with us and your sessions with us and gave us something free. I mean, how good is that? So I want you to know, I do also enjoyed your fun random facts. And one of those is, on your about page at DesireeEase.com, one of those is you want to go to a southern church. Well, I'm in Texas, so anytime you want to go to church, baby girl, you come on down. I can take you down to where there's some true holy rollers, southern holy rollers, to New Age. So whatever your preference, you just let my friend know and she'll welcome you.
I love that. It really is on my bucket list. I want to be in the middle of a southern church. Right in the middle of everyone's belting out gospel songs. That's like that energy. I can feel it like on when I see it on TV or movies, but I want to be there in real life, just like in the middle of it all. It sounds amazing.
And it is. You know, there is a common, you know, it's like everybody's there for the same reason. So the energy is just unbelievable. And it can get pretty cathartic up in here. You know, I've known people to dance and I've known people to sing louder than everybody else, but we are who we are. We enjoy it. Well, thank you, baby girl, so much for coming on the Quirky World of Mama Shar, and I do appreciate it, and I hope you have be blessed.
Thank you so much for having me. I loved every minute.
All right,
thank you, Mama Shar.
All right. Thank you, baby girl. Be blessed. All right, there you have it, DesireeEast.com, DesireeEast.com, Creatively Fit Coach. She's got some fantastic programs out there, one of them being the Vision Board Dreams, which I love vision boards. That one, the Creative Clarity, sounds really awesome when you doodle. I dig that too. The new one that she's got, the Mandala Meditations, a 3-week painting journey. If you buy it now, 50% goes toward Clean Water Initiative, and that's at waveforwater.com. So check out that charity, too. They're helping Nepal, those poor people over there. So that was Desiree East. I sure enjoyed that a lot. I love to hear rags to riches, you know, passion to purpose kind of stories, because again, it makes me know that no matter what I go through, somebody's gone before me and they've been victorious. And so why wouldn't I do what they do if they were victorious, right? All right, so now we're going to do the hashtag Ask Mama Shar. And today it's signed Daddy's Girl, Memphis, Tennessee. And Daddy's Girl was very wordy, so I kind of paraphrased her email here. So it says, I am 35 years old with two sons and recently moved in with my parents. Immediately, even before my bags were unpacked, my father started laying down house rules to me and my sons. He treated me as their equal, and I find that disrespectful. What do I do? Daddy's girl, Memphis, Tennessee. First of all, there are, in 2013, there's 3.3 million adults, 20 to 34 years old, that's living with their parents. So I'm sure you're not the only one having this kind of problem. And all I can tell you is my story, right? I have had an adult son live with me for a short term when he was in the military. And I have lived with my other adult son when my husband was ill. So not knowing your dynamics with your family, I can only tell you how it worked for us. To your father's credit, you will always be daddy's girl. I mean, you even signed your email, daddy's girl. So no matter your age, you are going to be the equal in his eyes to your children. That's his grandchildren and his child. So I know there has to be a compromise, but it is dad's house, and it is called house rules. Now, when there's kids involved, see, there weren't kids involved whenever I was living with our son. It was just my husband and I. But I think when there are kids involved, you need to sit down, and I'll stress over and over and over, communication is the key. Do it now. Don't wait till it escalates to where you tell Tommy that he can watch TV, but dad says, no, it's 8 o'clock, and by golly, when you were 8 o'clock, I was putting you to bed, so he can't watch TV. Don't wait till that. Don't wait till that. It's been a long time since dad's had kids in the house, right? And let's face it, kids are different from when you were a child and where they are now. They're more mature intellectually. They're kind of physically lazier, you know, so it's different. Let's don't, because they're all fruit, but we're talking apples to oranges right now, you know. But first and foremost, to quote Miss Arika, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, you have to respect your father for his position of not just being your father, but the homeowner. But in return, he has to respect your position as a mother. You're not always going to live with your parents. And so you need to sit down with dad and say, here's the skinny of the deal, all right? If you override me now, when I do live by myself with my children, they will no longer respect me. So I have to maintain a sense of control over my children. Now, if it doesn't go against house rules, and I'm not talking about funky house rules like lights out at 8 o'clock, that kind of deal. Nobody in the bedroom can talk, that kind of stuff. You know, that's petty. I'm talking about quiet and respectful and picking your stuff up and things like that, you know, where it affects the whole family. But the key here, communication, baby girl, communication. Do it now. Don't wait until you're heated and words fly. Do it right now before it escalates, and you sit down and just explain it and then be honest with him. How would you feel if the shoe was on the other foot? If you were living with your mother-in-law or your father-in-law and they were treating you like this, or your mother, father, whatever, you know, that always goes a long way. But again, remember, 3.3 million people in 2013, I'm sure the number is higher, from ages 20 to 34 are living with their parents. So there may even be forums out there, Facebook page groups where you can get some support, whether you have to vent or get some good advice from people who had the same problem but they worked through it. So I highly encourage you to search that out, because you're not alone. Find your peeps. Find your peeps. All right, y'all, that's all I've got for tonight. Again, I want to thank Desiree East and Peter Alec for their contribution to the quirky world of Mama Shar. You can always find Mama Shar at Mama Shar Blessed on all social media. And you can find me at mamashar.com, M-A-M-A-C-H-A-R.com. And as always, I want you guys to remember that Jesus said the second greatest commandment is to love your neighbor as yourself. So as you go out this week, be blessed and be nice. And we'll talk to you next week. Good day.